Attention all you automotive designers out there. Those massive, garish front-end grills on cars are yesterday's news. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. The most noticeable design trend of the new century has been the move to make front-end grills as big as possible. They've grown to ridiculous sizes, crowding out just about everything but the headlamps. They're garish, overdone, and they've run their course. They're no longer fashionable or trendy. They're the leisure suits of design, something that was red hot until it wasn't. Look at the latest concept cars coming out. Those massive grills are gone. Designers are going back to a normal size. And when people in the future look back to pictures of those massive grills of today, they're going to ask themselves, what were they thinking? With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.